of DNA moments, you know, but it happens to be the very link to what we tagged on
right.
to last week's mimer
right.
about that the bechina of Matan Torah of Parshas Mishpatim is the aspect of how Torah could be internalized.
Right.
You know, that's why Naset V'nishma is in that. And also, Keshulchan Aruch Muchan Le'achol, you internalize it like food. You said that all last week, right? When I was working with you.
I don't know if you were Marich so much, but the Iker point, the Iker point. Right, that contrasted the V'yishma Yisro aspect.
Right.
That's what you...
Yeah, right, the Bechina of Matan Torah, no, the good Shmir, the Shmir that's above reading.
Right.
Right. The internalization. Not the Shmir of hearsay, but
right.
The Shmir of internalization. Right, which is Keneged Achila. Right, we said it all last week. Fine. Okay, so now So I guess the way we could start off this week's mimer is that after explaining, we explained last week, two different bechinas of Matan Torah, you know, the bechina of Re'ia, you know, which is above Shmia, then the bechina of Shmia that's above Re'ia,
right.
You know, seeing, but then there's also the Omek and the internalization of the Gilui, which is the Matan Torah of Parshas Mishpatim, that's why it's more intimate, and it's like, Nimshal to Achil and Shtia, that's Asher Tosvem, Keshuchan Orach Muchan Lecho, that's how you get Ta'amei Torah is Keneged Achila, Mamish tasting Torah, internalizing Torah. So the question, I guess, the way we can open up this week is, why between the two versions of Matan Torah is the Torah mafsik with Dinei Mamonis?
Okay. Before that, the relationship between, we said, there's a lower hearing, there's a seeing, there's a higher hearing,
right.
And there's this tam, this tasting.
Which we said is parallel to the higher hearing. Which is
what does that mean, parallel?
No, it's not. That's in Lashon HaKadosh, the word ta'am means taste. It means like my timer, getting to the omek
asecho.
And it's also the musical movement.
Right. The Rav said that at the end of last week. So that's parallel to the higher hearing because of the internalization.
That's right. Now Torah's here, but now to put the sechel Torah in my sechel.
Okay.
That's why it's like eating.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, I'm sorry. So why was the Torah mafsi with Dinei Mamonis?
Right, Dinei Mamonis. Which is the bulk of Parshas Mishpatim. It's all the Dinei Mamonis that there is, the Gan Seder Nezikin is in Parshas Mishpatim.
Right.
Right. And also, yeah, you would have thought perhaps that after Matan Torah, the first thing, there's something more spiritual, like Melechas HaMishkan, but like again, the first Dinei Mamonis, then the other version of Matan Torah, and then Melechas HaMishkan as per this upcoming parasha. Now, there's in the Zohar HaKadosh on the pasuk El Mishpatim Shetasim Lifneihem, right? So it's says the Zohar, it's Mishpat HaGilgul, and then probably the most central drasha in Zohar on in Yonei Gilgul is right here in Parshas Mishpatim. And we have to, and the old Mefarshei Zohar trying to break their heads, or babble, like what's the kesher, mominus, and Gilgulim. Now, in a Shana Pshuta, in a non-Ibrior, in a Shana Pshuta, Parshas Mishpatim is always Parshas Shkolim. Because we always read Parshas Mishpatim right before Rosh Chodesh Adar. It always works out that way, and therefore, we read Shkolim, right? right before, you know, together with Parshas Mishpatim, right? So, you know, so it must, since it always works out the way, there must be a connection. I mean, the simplest connection is money, right? Mishpatim, Dinei Mamonos, and Shkolim, money, right? Mamonos and money, right? However, there is, you know, but seemingly there's something very different between them, because whereas Dinei Mamonos is like, no, some people get more, some people get less. You know, you have to pay, you don't have to, you're a chayv for tashlumin, you're pater from tashlumin, right? Right, whereas by shkolim you find the opposite. You know, it's ha'asher lo yarbe v'adal lo yamid, everyone gives the same. Right, which is amazing. You would think if a person has more, he should give more. If a person has less, he should get a hanacha. Right? So as much as you are just a common denominator of money, but whereas in Dinei Mamonos of each lefi his liability, you know, as it were, you know, there's a zakai and a patur, and by Machzor Shekel, there's everyone's the same, interestingly enough. Now, there's another thing that, one of the Alpi Drush, you know, so we know Becher Badar Mashmi Mashkon, but the Gemara already says, but it's both in the Gemaras and the Midrashim, that Kayadua Haman wanted to use the power of money to exterminate the Jewish people because he offered the king money. He offered Aseret Alafim Kikar Kesef to Ahasuerus, who was a very greedy person, right? So the Medrash already says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Rasha Tanotenet Shali Al Shali. You're giving mine on mine. That's not business. Both of these things you're not doing any type of exchange or barter. Both of these things belong to me. Money belongs to me, and the Jewish people belong to me. And as I do believe, they bring the pasuk for this week's parsha of Kili B'nei Yisrael Avadim. Right? Right? So, no deal. But also, V'oid kvar kodmu shkolem l'shiklecha. They already gave the machzis hashek. The koach of the machzis hashekel is the counterbalance for the money that Haman tried to give Ahasuerus. Right? And goes on the Gemara to say, and that's why Hadol Dichsiv Ba'achad Ba'Oder Mashmim Malshkon. That's the reason Al Pi Tameh Mitzvah Al Pi Sod of why Ba'achad Ba'Oder Mashmim Malshkolim. Not just for the halachic reason that because they have to give the new truma on Nisan and from the bring Korbanos new, but also as it were Kadmu Shikleinu L'Shiklecha. There's a reliving, that we give our shekels were first. Now the question is like this: it's only Becha Barar Mashmi Malshkom. We just make people aware. We don't actually give it. The actual giving could be anywhere from Adar till up to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It doesn't necessarily have to be given before Purim. So what does it mean that the Becha Barar Mashmi just announcing that's already as if ours preceded his?
The lashon of the Medrash is that they Hadol preceded.
And then Hadol Dichsiv Bechad Ba'adar Mashmi Malashkalim. That's like a reason Al Pisod says the Medrash 14 Dalacha Bechad Ba'adar Mashmi Malashkalim, which like we're Mekayim that by reading Shkalim before Rosh Chodesh Adar.
Now the Doros, I don't understand what the Mashmaus is anyway, because the Haman was a one time thing. And what does it mean that they were, all those years that they were giving? They don't understand the chronology of the preceding, they were mad.
So seemingly you would think it's already in the midbar they gave, let
so
alone
that's
before
it, that's
history.
That's the,
but like as it were, to reenact it, because we reenact beating them to it, we reenact being kodem by the halacha of Be'achad Ba'adar Mashmi Malashkan.
This was not part of the Rav's record, but just curious, the Rav understand from that there's some kind of that the Zman is me'orer a rehashing of this relationship between Klal Yisrael being Bisakana because there's someone like Haman, a Gilgul of Haman or whatever that reappears on the scene at this time, and however Mashmim helps, it's helping now also?
That's your question.
It's just, well, it says a reenactment, so we like to stay away from reenactment as pure stage play. We like to think that something is really happening in Shemaim, that our whatever our actions are, or Diburim, our Machshavas, are really helping one way or another. Is there something parallel to what happened with Haman, guaranteed that that's going on every year, so that our Mashmim works?
I mean, I imagine there is something like that, but I never really researched the topic.
Okay.
I don't want to speculate.
Okay. So when the Midrash talks about this, and it says Kvar it's talking about the ones in Midbar, and I don't know, maybe annually, all of them could be.
Yes.
Because it sounds like something chronological with like Adar, that.
Right.
With when he did it, when he wanted to do it, had something to do with Adar Nisan, and so we're doing it just before he does that.
Right.
The calendar year, it sounds like a calendar issue, not a Doros issue, not...
Yep.
Okay.
So, there's a lot of Midrashim, maybe when we come to the editing stage I'll add more, but we'll just work with the Midrash that we spoke about, a very long first Midrash in this week's Parsha. Yeah. The pasuk says like this: Ve'el mishpatim, all right. Hador tzichsev va'oiz melach mishpat hayev, right. The power of the king of judgment, that judgment loves. Power to the king who judgment loves. Emasai nitana al zakoshu. When does zakoshu have power? B'shar shoset adin bov dekochavim. Shekerata motze b'nebuchadnezzar rasha. Aidei shenit ga'eh. He was haughty. Vama halol dihi. Bava rabas is the great Bavel. Amalak Kodesh Baruch Hu, Russia, Leisha Chsrucha, piece of smelly, Nitkaita, you were a Gaivedek, Varmata, Bitkov Chasni, the Kar Hadri, the strength of my valor, or whatever, however you call it, Chosen, right? And the glory of my Hidur, again, the glory of my beauty, Me'ateodea Shakol Shali, Akdula Shali, Hachosin Shali, Hakovat Shali, Hahadar Shali, Vechein David Omer, Lecha Hashem Akdula, Vagvura Vatiferes, right? V'omer Hashem Elokai Gadalt Mod, Amar Kosh Nebuchadnezzar, Mat Malchut Shenit Nolcha Mishaliu, whatever Malchus you have, I gave you from my Midah of Malchus. Chen Domer, Daniel Omer Lo to Nebuchadnezzar, Di Eloh Shemaya Malchusa Chisr Takva V'Yikara, Yavach Hashem, the God of Heaven, gave you the Malchus and the Chosen and the Tokef and the glory. V'atar Marta B'tkof Chisni V'Yikara Adori, Heri Boz Melech Mishpat Heiv, Ha'oz Shom Melech Malchi Amalek HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right. God loves Mishpat. God loves judgment, and he gave the Mishpat to Am Yisrael he loves. He gave his love to his love. He loves Mishpat, and he gave the Mishpatim to Klal Yisrael. Umasha Kasuv Ata Konanta Meshram. You set up, the straight path. Atakonanta Yashrut Loavecha. You gave the straight path to those who you love. You gave the Mishpatim, that's Yashrus, which you love. You gave that to the ones you love. Oh, so listen to what. Shal Yedei HaMishpatim Shenasata Lehem Hem Osim Meriva Zeim Zeh Ubayim Lidei Mishpat Vehem Osim Shalom. Right? There's Dinei Mamon scenarios like law and order. So let's say the Jewish PA are two Jews. Have a fight, right? So they go to the Beis Din and Beis Din Paskins, and now they have Shalom, right? So we had two major problems with this, right? Goyim, one of their Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach is Dinim, right? So now, okay, so it's true they didn't get, they didn't get Dinei Momnes Bifrat like we got, but they have a mitzvah to, judge their affairs, right? So Chora, there is Dinim by Goyim, even if it's not as diversified by us, as it is by us, right? Number one. But number two, right, but, maybe that's not such a kasha, but because the second kasha is the main kasha, right? They have a justice system and we have a justice system, right? So similarly, it's just an issue of midas, right, being mature, right, if the judge, you know, paskins against you, and paskins in favor of the other guy, right? So it's mashal mesh dafka klai so comes li day shalom. We're not going to talk about, you know, whether two people who come out of din Torah leave as best friends, right? Because we'll all admit that that's a failure in midas, right? But just like I say, be a big man and accept the din. So why can't you tie that in a secular court case also? You know, you the loser, be mature about it, you know, accept the consequence and move on in life. Like, it's mashma from, I mean, not mashma, it's basically the medrash's real medrash, message, that since we have all the diversified dine mominus that the goyim don't have, as dafka by us, that we have the mishpatim that Hashem loves, and He loves us, that's why He gave us the mishpatim that He loves, it enables us to come lidei shalom. The issue of, like, coming to Deshaun is just all about maturity. You know, accept the psak, because they have justice system also. So why can't you just say, like, hey, don't be a sore loser. Now, as I mentioned, the only Klal Yisrael that has the dine mominus, you know, b'ofen prati, as per Parshas Mishpatim, is it shayach for them to come lidei shalom after there's a psak. Whereas killed by the goyim, who have dinim, they can't. Why is that? I think it's just an issue of being mature about it.
Right. When the rabbi's putting it that way, I would have just answered that from the fact that the term used by the midrash is shalom, so there's some element of shlemus that can be gotten to that through the it's not the gavra. It's the combination, just like was quoted before, that there's the chavivus of the mishpat and the chavivus of Klal Yisrael. So the combination of those two, it brings somehow a shleimus. That's why they leave b'shalom.
I understand that, and I want to understand that, because you would think that the issue of walking out of a din Torah b'shalom is an issue of being mature. Or like you would say, you could say also to two people that went to secular court, don't be a sore loser, right? Okay. Seemingly, right? Now, I agree with you, but we have to explain why this is the case. Okay, that's the main kasha that we have here. There is just another horror. It's a very long medrash that is obviously talking about, it keeps on flip-flop between the mishpatim that Klal Yisrael have, as opposed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu does din barashoyim, like the medrash opens up. That's mashma that because we have mishpatim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do din against us, because we have mishpatim. They don't have mishpatim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu does din in them, right? And we have to understand that relationship, that formula. So now, what interests me is something very strikingly similar to the Medrash that we quoted before, the Medrash and the Gemara, that says by Haman, when he tried to offer Achashverosh, the deal, So it's a very similar lashon. Listen to this. Again, it's talking about, there's the topic of this Medrash is, we have Mishpatim, whereas by them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does judgment on them, right? We have Mishpatim and they have Dinim. That Hashem just punishes them. So like this. This is how the sort of like how the Medrash ends off. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'ovdei kochavim. Yisrael shelihem, shenemar klibrei savarim. V'achema sheli, anger is mine, says Hashem. Shenemar nokem Hashem u'bal chema. You're using mine against mine. The chema is mine. You get angry at my children. And Klaisel's mine. That's not business. That's mamish so similar to what Hashem said to Haman. The money is mine and Klaisel's mine. You're using mine against mine. So the marriage ends off. I'm a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Im mishane midas adin shli barkachad ani mechal et kulam. If not for the midas adin, I would have destroyed the whole world. Right? Because midas adin, as it were, keeps the Ribono Shel Olam in check also. It only does bedin and not lefi, how much we anger him. It's talking about to the whole world. Right. Im shanosi barak karbi. If I change, so Medrash Darsh said, if I change the midas hadin, then with one lightning I would destroy the world. Uma ani oseh batochas batochas b'mishpat yodi. I hold the mishpat, and that's why I don't destroy the world. V'chein omer oz yachzik b'muzi v'muzi eladin shlem voz me'ach mishpat ahev. Omer koshru Yisrael. So therefore, koshru tells Klal Yisrael again. Just like, you know, again, doing din against Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh says, you should know it's the midas hadin that also constrains me from not, like, letting them have it out of self, right? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, just like I, right? Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, K'shem Shani Yochol La'avor Sadin, Shal V'Kohayim Ve'eni Ma'avir. I could easily transgress the din and wipe out the goyim, and I don't. Ela Tofes Ani Badin. And I do it, I'll pee din, and I don't lash out more than as much as I feel like, but rather, you know, kibyoko, I'll pee din. Kach atem, klaiso also, lo teitzu chutz ladin, shenemar vela mishpatim. So, like, again, tightening this parallel of how Koshku does din against the Rishoyim or din against the Goyim. But you, and you know, and I really, Hashem says, I could cut loose if I wanted to, but I do it with mishpat, so also you uphold the mishpatim. So to understand all this, b'siyata d'shmaya. The amazing thing about Dinei Mamnas, to anyone who learned the Sukkis, right? Before that point. You know, the very, very existence of Dinei Mamnas, more basically, we have to go from the more basic to the less basic, right? The very, very existence of Dinei Mamnas, which is what we call civil law, right? Civil law, Mishpat Ezrachi, right? Already negates the principle of separation of church and state. Right? People think civil case, civil law, right? And you know, you just go to the rabbi for brachas, right? So you understand the apikorsis that's implicit in that tfisa means that Malchus Shemayim is something for weekends only, you know, for when you go to shul, you know, or, you know, for, you know, and you know, it's only for your spiritual highs, you know, the very fact that there is a mitzias of Dinei Mamonis shows that the Torah went down to encompass the entirety of human affairs, that all human affairs should be al pi Torah, which is again another revelation of the full extent of what Matan Torah was. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the Torah from the highest place on and forced it all the way down. The Torah should be matsui even in everyday human affairs. That everything should be al pi Torah. That everything should be al pi Torah. Right. So the double nifl that the Torah came down from the highest place of heaven to mamish be a part of not just our spiritual side, but be a part of our civil affairs. There's no getting out of the hekef of Divrei Torah. Divrei Torah are everywhere.
And why would this be so different? Would this be different than, let's say, Kveis Hilchas Nida? Isn't that, or Arayas, or other realms of Torah? Isn't that also going down to the everyday affairs of man? Is something special about Mamanas? Is there something particularly lowly about Mamanas?
There's something very lowly about it. That well, we have to explain. I know where you're coming from. That that your question is more like this. You know, basically, Torah is saving you from Gezel. You know, and like we admit, to be a Gazan is a terrible pegia in your Shlemus. To be a Gazan, terrible pegia in your Tzelem Elokim. So maybe the very diversified Dine Mominus is like, as it were, you know, a siag against being a Gazlan, which is for sure, right? A Shlemus in the other, right? But it's not really, really that way, because not all Dine Mominus is Hilchos Gzela V'Aveda, right? You know, there's it works fakir. You know, once there is such a din, so then there could be a problem of gzel. It's the famous kasha of the Achronim. You know, we're going on a little bit of a tangent just to answer your question, which is, you know, there's a famous kasha of the Achronim like this, right? So we say Safik Mamin Lakula. You know, Safik Mamin Lakula is cool in Etva, right? Safik Mamin Lakula, right? Or go, yo, misafik, go with chazaka. So all the achronim ask the following kasha like this. What do you mean? Safik do raisa lechumra. And you're being nichshon a safik iser gezel. Right? So why don't we say that adraba, fakir, the nitva should always have to pay, so he shouldn't be nichshon in gezel. Right? And that's a famous kasha of the achronim. Right? So yeah, you know, every achron says their own, but I think the teretz all boils down to the exact same thing, right? So of course, if you have a pure suffix, you know, should I take it? Should I not take it? You know, that's obviously suffix pegia and gezel. Don't take it. Like for instance, suffix metzia, you know, don't pick it up. That's halacha. Lo yito. Just in nota lo yachzir, because how do you know that really belongs to the guy, right? But many of the other dine mumnis, the fact that there's a problem of gezel is actually a product, right? Because a lot of forms of dine mumnis that aren't gezel at all, it's only a problem of gezel because the Torah already gave a psak. So if you go against the psak, it's gezel. Like shomrim, the fact that a shoyl is chayiv on everything, all einsim, except for mesa machmas bacha. So of course, once the Torah paskin that, and he doesn't abide by that psak, he's a gazan. But the gezel is a poel hayyotze, right? The gezel poel after Torah legislated these laws. So it comes out that all the dine mumnis are not coming as a preventative measure against gezel, but rather the Easter of gezel is a product that once the Torah legislated that way, if you don't keep the psak, you're a gazan. And that's why you have the right to go with chazaka and this and that, because you know the problem of gezel is only after there's a psak against you and you don't go with the psak, you're a gazan. Mm-hmm. Right, but it was like shoimrim and shoimrim and nezikin. Right, you know, if not for the fact that the Torah said, you know, the parsha of Arba of us nezikin, we'd say it's grumma. It's grumma. I didn't do it, my cow did it. I didn't do it, my fire did it. Right. It's all grumma. If not for the fact that the Torah is mechadesh, right? Right, so you know, so it's like there's a, you know, so yeah, if you look at your civil affairs, like as you know, Gezel of course is a terrible ish lamus in the Adam, so but Dine Mumnis now, as it were, sets up a new standard of civil conduct that actually creates the problem of Gezel. That if it wouldn't be for these Dine Mumnis, it wouldn't be a problem of Gezel. No, I watched it. It's not my fault it broke, you know, and I'm sorry it happened. My fire did it, and I didn't do it. You know, my animal did it, I didn't do it. It's all throws mechadish all these things, right? That you know, and by the goyim, by all these things, goyim are mitzvah and gezel, right? But by all these things, like you know, like hilchos niskeimam, they can make up their own rules. You know, and the Torah didn't want that by klaiso. No, you're not going to make up your own rules on these things. So it came down to the nitty-gritty, so step one already, and that, by the way, the Chidush Harim says, that, you know, although, you know, the bulk of it is Dine Mominis, this I neglected to mention here, the Chidush Harim says this, but Parsha Mishpatim opens up with the words, Ki Tikne Eved Ivri, because being a real Eved Hashem is that you're committed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu 100%, not just up to here. not just up to the heart, right? But so key to be a real Eved Hashem, and that's one of the punchlines of this week's parsha. It's used over and over again, even in the midrashim that we call it. Kili b'nei sol avodim. To be a real Eved Hashem, you have to be totally meshubah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This being totally meshubah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with everything that you do is dinei momenus. That even in your civil affairs, you're with him and you go by him. That's called to be an Eved Hashem. That's why it's by no coincidence, the Chiddush HaRim says this point, that dinei momenus also a kisik nevedir. You should know that's like a prelude. That because I gave dinei momenus, so now HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus encompasses you in all your affairs, and that's called to be an Eved Hashem.
I understand he's saying Eved Ivri, like meaning...
No, it was a symbolic of being an Eved, a
Jewish servant of Hashem.
Yeah. Well, actually, but it is a puzzle that's part of Kili B'nei So'avodim, I do believe, right? Okay. You know, it's like that's, you know, like by Ritzia, Ozzy Shishama, Asira, Kili B'nei So'avodim, yeah, right? Okay. So, what I was saying, you say it's a prelude, it's a remes, that the Indian of Dine Mominus is, right after Mar, is to be an Eved Hashem. It's a remes to what Dine Mominus accomplishes, that you are mukaf in Divrei Torah. Because that, and that's called to be an Eved Hashem. You're with that Kodesh Baruch Hu in everything that you do. But the Indian of Dine Mominus is not just that you're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzad shibud, that you're now your civil affairs are meshubit to him, which is like, you know, makes you, you know, that everything's a part of Malchus Shemayim. But there's also created a mitzias, right, even mitzad our academic connection to the Torah, if that's the right word to use, right, that take a look, and now we're getting to the point that I started saying before. Anyone who's learned the sugyas, you know, of you know, Seder Nezikin, as opposed to even Seder Noshim, which is, you know, second in line as far as Yeshiva Shatiris, right? Noshim Nezikin, right? But in Seder Nezikin is the Seder in whose halachas there is the most svara. That human svara has the most leeway and the most platform for expression.
Most input.
Input. Platform for expression, most latitude in deciding the din. Also, the in the way we say, I like the way we said it in Britain. Achi mavo l'svara, room, you know, entrance for svara, is in dinei mamnes. Anyone who learned the sukkis knows that there's, you know, the psukim that we have by dinei mamnes, as many as we have, as much as we have the whole parshas mishpatim. You know, there's like so much room for svara. It's much less drusha or halacha l'moshe m'Sinai oriented. All right, there is, you know, there. Don't get me wrong,
right.
But you know, everyone knows one thing is that there's the room for svara is the most in dine mumnis as opposed to all the areas of Torah. Right. And that's a dover niflamo because it's mamish parallel to what was achieved. Right. That this is the aspect of Torah that mamish came down to the, for lack of a better word, mundane human level. And because it came down to that point, so mimeila, these sugyas that came down, they came down to a level that's mamish on par with human intelligence, parallel to human intelligence. And that's why Svara has the most input in these halachas, as opposed to the halachas that are much more, for lack of a better word, spiritual. Svara plays less of a role,
yeah.
As anyone who learned the sugyas knows. Whether it's Hilchos Yontov, whether it's Kachim or Taras, that these things are all Gzeres HaKosovs, you know, and the leeway for svara, right, is, you know, much less. Because this is the aspect of Torah that mamish came down to a level on par with human intelligence. And that's why in this aspect of Torah, Svara plays the biggest role, you know, more than all the other Chalkei Torah. And this is a Dover Nifla Ad Ma'od. It's not just Stama Metzias, but it's a Dover Nifla Ad Ma'od, that it could be said that our whole Ikar Shaychus to get into the Oimek of Divrei Torah is through Dinei Mominus. And that's what Chazal say, famous Gemara, Harotze Sheyachkim Yasuk B'dinei Mominus. You want to become wise? That's it. Go with Dinei Mamonis. Of course, the wise we're talking about is not Stam sharpening the mind, because you could do crossword puzzles, right? And do math problems. Obviously, Rotsu Shiachim in Chochma Satera, you get in through Dinei Mamonis. That's how you get in. I saw in the Chassam Sefer, he brings the name of his Rebbe, the Haflo. Right? The Harotz Shiachim, Yachim, he says, refers to Seder Kochim. Because the famous Gemara on Shabbos, the Flamenav, Emunah Sitech Hoshua, Chochma Seder Kochim. That we know Kochim is all very abstract, it's Kedusha, you're talking about Kedusha, you're talking about something very abstract. How in the world am I, with my physical mind that only sees tangible things, how am I going to be able to now chop things like kochim? That's, totally abstract, sublime, whatever you want to call it. Oh, so Zokta Afla, Rotsa Shiachim, you want to learn chokma, which is Seder Kochim, Yasuk B'dinei Mominis, get through Dinei Mominis, that is the gateway for the Seichel of the Adam to be Nikshar in Seichel HaTorah. That's the portal. That's the meeting point. That's the meeting point between Seichel HaTorah and Seichel HaAdam is Dinei Mominis. That's how you get in. And Mimela, that's where the Seichel could catch on to Seichel HaTorah. And from once you catch on, you could progress higher.
He was answering Akasha, the way I understood the Rabbi. There's a Maimer of Chazal that each chelek of this Sidre Mishnah, have a word in the pasuk like Chos and Yeshua is
right.
So Kochim is
Chokhmah.
Is the word Chokhmah. So he was answering that stira, because right, is that the point? On one hand, Chazal said Rotzei Lahakim Yaso B'dinei Mamonis, and yet on the other hand, we see Chazal attaching the expression Chokhmah of the Novi is relating to Kochim. Is that what he's
talking about? I don't recall that being the Kasha. I think I just recall that's how he types this saying of Chazal. Rotsa Shiachim, you want to learn Seder Kochim, which is called Chachma, Yasot B'dinei Mamonis, because there's no way to chop the, there's no way for the Seichel of the Adam to directly, let's say, let's just learn Kochim directly. We're not, which Yeshua Bochrim don't do. They first learn Nashri, and then they go to Brisk to learn Kochim. What's wrong with taking, Yeshua Bochrim? We'll learn with them Kochim right away. No. They'll be like Greek, it's not,
It sounded to me, I didn't see it inside, I'm just saying.
I haven't seen it inside in many years. No. Like 12 years ago I saw this, Chassam Sofer, name of a flaw. But the point he was making over there was this point.
Yeah.
That the portal where the Seichel HaTorah and the Seichel HaAdam meet is Dinei Mamonis. You grab on over there, you could progress on. So I don't think he makes this cheshvin. I think it was my own inspiration, based on this Chassam Sofer, that we could understand why, Masechet Nezikin, which got divided up into three separate Masechets. Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, Baba Basra. Well, not just them, Kama, Baba Metzia, Basra, but rather gates, Baba. That we could type Chalpidus that these are the gates, to get in. Nezikin, these are Mamash Deshar to get into Chochma Satera. Is through the Dinei Mamonis. Right, this already answers. Our kasha. We have already bets and been mitaretz. Why Dinei Mamonis is the thing that's in between the two accounts of Matan Torah. Right, because we say that the account at the end of Parshas Mishpatim is connected how Torah could be internalized. Right. So you could, and a person could have tam etera, or this also explains why, in context of Dinei Mamonis, was it said kishulchan oruch muchan lechol tam etera kishulchan, because the what makes it possible to internalize Torah, that Torah could become mamish a part of you. Right, what facilitates the mitzias of that, the nishma that's above the. Above the Re'iyah. What facilitates that is Dinei Mamonis. That since the Torah went down to this Madrega called Dinei Mamonis, that's what created a certain congruence between the Seichel of the Odom and the Seichel of the Torah that enables the Odom to mamish internalize the Torah and be toyim tamei Torah. So as the word dinei mominis is what makes, you know is the bechina that's keneged the matan Torah of bechina of Parshas Mishpatim, the matan Torah of the Torah's mamish given to be internalized, understood and internalized. The dinei mominis is keneged that metzias that the Torah went down to a madrega that's congruent to the seichel enoshi. Okay, but now there's an even deeper nekuda. Kayadua istako baraisa bara alma. Right? Now, istako baraisa bara alma doesn't just go on the entities, that the metzias of every entity is the pasuk in the Torah that mentions that entity is the chius, is the life force of that entity, but also goes on the hanhoga, it also goes on the hashgacha. But Yistakel Baraisa Bara Alma doesn't just go on the creation of the physical entities, also the gantz hanhoga is al pi Torah. Right, the way the world is, managed and run is also al pi divrei Torah. Right. But so now, all these dinei mominis, right? All these dinei mominis, which have to do with how money is to be dealt with, are mamish. The istako b'iraisu bara alma of how the Ribbono Shel Olam distributes his shefa. But to go even deeper, and we spoke about this in the shir on Parshas Chayei Sarah, we mentioned this in passing, because we mentioned Chayei Sarah was the first business deal in history, right? So we spoke about this yesod. This very yesodistika Ramchal, right? This very yesodistika Ramchal in the Adir Bamorim, his Pirush Hanzayir, right? He brings it, Arba Meos Shekel Kesef Oiver LaSoicher. Oiver LaSoicher, that says Uncles, it goes, that's accepted everywhere in the world. And why? And what's shot in Uncles? Because Seicher is Russian schor schor, it goes around and round and round. And he says the Ramchal over there, you should know, right, that how money goes round and round and round, like we spoke about there, you should know that's a levush chitzoni to the metzias of Torah. That on Torah, the pasuk says in Mishle, kitov sachra. Mi mischar kesef. Dealing in Torah is better than dealing in money, and the term sachar is used. Sachar says the Ramchal miloshen schor, going around. Mischar is miloshen, money goes around and around. You buy, you got money because you sold something. That money's not going to stay by you. You're going to spend that money to someone else, and he's going to to buy something from him, and he's going to give that money to someone else. And how money goes round and round and round. Mischar miloshen schor schor, right. Is mamish keneged the Torah that the Ribbono Shel Olam, that the whole hanhaga of how events turn in the world is mikoyach the Torah. Divrei Torah are midgalgel around the world, and al pi the gilgul of divrei Torah is how events turn. All the turns of events in history and in destiny are all al pi Torah, the turns of events. So we find by money in particular always this loss, not just mischar, but also in tztaka. Said biglal davar zeh yivarecha Hashem Elokecha. When you give tztaka. So says the Gemara. This is Gemara on Shabbos, I think. I don't remember right. Biglal, there's a gal hasayviv ba'olam. there's a wheel that's turning in the world. There's a wheel that's turning in the world, right? You're rich today, and he's poor today. That wheel could turn. So Biglal Dorei should know, when you give tzedakah, you might be giving the money back to yourself. There's a galgal asovet bom, because this money you just gave to might be rich tomorrow, and you'll be poor tomorrow, and he'll give that money back to you. There's a galgal asovet, galgal, gilgal. I think you get the point, right? There's this inyan, right? That, you know, money goes round and round and round, and also turns of events. Get it? Turns of events, right? That the turn of events is also our pitera. This would be an old song. Money makes the world go round.
Unfortunately, I know it all too well. My parents were really into these Broadway shows.
Right, it's a very, very.
I can sing the whole thing to you.
That I can't.
Can act it out, but.
That I can't.
Let's leave it.
Yeah. Now, I used to hear it from my father. I know it's very old because when he taught it to me as a kid, it was old then.
Yeah, 60s, late 60s.
Gets it. No, so, but it's MS.
Yeah.
But no, it's MS. Just you have to realize. You have to realize that, yes, money makes the world go round, but how money makes the world go round is our pitera, so we mail all the turns of events is our pitera. Oh, so now with this, we're getting into the omek of the inyan of why the drushes of Gilgul, of the Zayar, right, is right here, you know, together with Dine Mamanis. We're mamish beginning to get into the omek. But even this omek has a few levels to it, right? But you know, again, it's always all turns of event. Money goes round, and events go around, like the lashon of Chazal neglected to mention. Megalgalin schus aydei chai zakai v'chov aydei chai. Megalgalin, right? Events go round and round, and money goes round and round. And right, and money makes the world go round and round. There's like a equation going on over here. Right. So now, to Ba'ofen Pashtani, you know, is what the famous vort that Hasidim say in the name of the Baal Shem Tov. Right, just a very simple pshat, but which is the first level of the omek. It's definitely, it's part of the idea that we're saying. It's the first level of the idea that we're trying to bring forth. Right. Right, is that, you know, the famous, you know, Baal Shem Tov explained the kesher of why this Zayar is in Parshas Mishpatim. Famous saying that, you know, some Hasidim tell it as a story even. Right, we're not going to get into so, just say the Yisod. Let's say two guys go to the Din Torah, right, and one guy knows he's right, just he doesn't have Rias, right, You know, so what, Bezin has to go with Halacha, and they paskin, you know, I'm Mitzvah Chaver of a Raya, you lose, because you have no Rias, right? And the guy goes out to Pachei Nefesh, right, but I know I'm right. You know, why did this happen to me? Right? So the famous story of Baal Shem Tov, because this is not the first time you met this guy. Because in the last Gilgul, you stole from him. Right? In the last Gilgul, you stole from him. You know, so in this Gilgul, really, the psak against you was setting the record straight. Right? As it were, the money that was mitgalgel to you, shalokadin, was now mitgalgel back to him. And that's one of the yesoidus of why there's Gilgul, that the neshamas come back again, you know, to set the record straight, put everything back where it belongs. So that's like what Hasidim say in the Baal Shem Tov, is like, you know, a pasha pshat hezber of why the Zayar darshins on Gilgulim, right? Here, together with Dinei Mamanis, so you should understand the din of the Beis Din is always emes, right? And if you would only know what you did in your last Gilgul, and you and this guy have already met once before, you would see how it's all emes, right? And this is for sure true, right? This is for sure true. However, there. Gilgul is not just about setting the record straight. That's not the only cause of Gilgul. Another cause of Gilgul, says the Ramchal, is that every neshama was created with a mission. Right?
I'm sorry?
Every neshama was created with a unique mission for that neshama. Right? So another cause of gilu could simply not because of chet, but simply your neshama was meant to do this tafkid as many times as it may arise in history. As many times as it may arise in history. So it could come a door that this mission has arisen again, the need has arisen again, and they have to take you out of retirement. You have to come out of retirement and go back because this is the mission. You have to do this job as many times as the job will arise. So Gilgul is not just tikkun achet, there's that aspect also. It's not just setting the record straight, but it's also a sense of tafkid, mission. Right? Doing your chelik in tikkuno shel olam, so however often this tikkun has to come up in history is as many times as you have to come back to do your job. Right? And that's again a commonality, you know, with the Dine Mominus, right? Is that the Dine Mominus is the wheel by which things turn, that everything should ultimately reach its destination. The resources have to hit where they have to get to. And so it could be through many Gilgulim. Like a guy became Chayev through Modav and Miksas. And that guy became Chayev, you know, to give up that money because he was Poshe and Shmira. And that guy, until finally that money reaches its Mitgalgel to the Nekuda it has to get to.
Why is that specific?
It rolls the shefa, the resources roll to the nekuda that it's meant to get to. Right, that's the megal, the gilgul of events.
Why is that particular to Dine Mominus? Lechora, all everything to get to its tachlis and whatever bechina there is a Mominus bechina. There's a ruchnias dikke bechina of shlemis. There's a Ichveis Yachasim between people. There are many rovdim of Shlemus. Is this something
specific about money?
Yeah.
And money rotates around the world through the Dine Mominus. What's specific about money is that it's not a one time thing between me and you. Gili Arias or Retzach or that's between me and you, and it's a one time thing. But this money keeps on rolling. Mm-hmm. As we said before, it's mischar. It goes round and round and round. Raj connected to turns of events. So here's a Dover Niflin. Now we can understand, you know, the unbelievable omek of what it says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I love the Mishpat. And I love Klai Yisrael. I'm giving the Mishpat to Klai Yisrael. You should know the Mishpat is mamish the seid of the Hashgacha. Mamish the seid of not just Stam giving the Shefa, but how the Shefa moves in all many types of roundabout ways to get to its Yad. And Hashem says, I'm giving the Mishpat to Klai Yisrael. That means Klai Yisrael are going to be my agents to run the world. With this, we can understand the famous Gemara in Baba Basra, in the first parak that says, "Kol dayan shedan din emes la'amito nase shutuf la'kodesh baruch hu b'maseh bereishis." Right? We're marriage partners of Hashem in creation, And Hashem says, I love the Jewish people, I love the Mishpat, I'm giving the Mishpat to Klai Yisrael. Means Klai Yisrael is becoming shutfim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Hanhaga of all the Gilgulim of events, in all the turns of events, mamish, turn of events. Klai Yisrael is now becoming a shutf. You know, Hashem, you know, is doing it through Klai Yisrael. By giving Klai Yisrael the Dinei Mazal, Klai Yisrael is now mamish, you know, shutfim in the Gilgul of events.
What's the lashon shutaf be?
Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'maaseh bereishis. That's dayan shadan din emes. I'm not saying shutaf. Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'maaseh bereishis. Oh, so now this is dafka by Klai. So because we have dinei mominus. So it's called that now we're agents of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in running the world. And all the Gilgul of events is going to happen through the Koach of Klal Yisrael as a function of that Klal Yisrael has the Dinei Mominus. Right? Which, by the way, the ultimate story of Gilgul of events is Purim, the Menafochu. That was Mamash Galgal HaSovev Ba'olam. Which again, you know, the connection between Purim and money and Haman and money. We're going to get back to that. But the Goyim don't have our Dinei Mominus. Right? The Goyim just have to maintain law and order to the best of their understanding. So of course Hashem's will is done, but Hashem's will is done shalom midaitam, because they don't have God's dinei mominus. They just have a chiyuv that they should have dinim, they should keep law and order, right? But mamash, but their dinei mominus is not the koach of how the Ribbono Shel Olam distributes the shefa and causes events to turn. So mimela like this, of course Hashem's will be done. But lamala midaitam, not mikoch der das. We that have das Torah, and we have the dinei mominus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu bidda'ateinu, so we get schar in conducting our dinei mominus, mamish like a shutfim shakadosh baruch hu b'maisa bereishis, right? Because we have das Torah, we're doing it bidas, right? The goyim are not doing bidas, so they don't have schar mitzvah. If they happen to have done something right, and since it's all the malami from their das, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his will is done, but it's not done bidaitam, it's done lemalami daitam, so they can never be at peace with what's going on. We could be what the Medrash said, that because we have mishpatim, so Klal Yisrael could be b'shalom. So it's like you said, b'shlemus, because we are connected to the Ratzon Hashem that is happening through this Din Torah, and that we could be at peace and we could have Shalvia, because we're connected to the Emes of what's going on. The Goyim are not connected to the Emes of what's going on. They can never really be at peace with what's going on. And that's what the Medrash means. We that we have Mishpat, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha is working through us. Right? Right, they don't have the dinei mominus, so the hashgacha is not working through them. The hashgacha is working on them, not through them, because they don't have das Torah. So it's working on them. So in Mela, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing mishpat, but he's doing mishpat, you know, on them. So it's like that's what we had in Medrash, the midas hadin. You know, the goyim suffered the midas hadin, but Klai Yisrael has mishpatim, because by us the midas hadin works through us, because we have the dinei mominus, it works through us. By them, it works on them. So they always feel like they're being punished, because they have no das in what's going on. And this is very good, the Lashon of the Pasuk, right? One of the Makaris that's also a teacher, Goy Torah. U'mishpatim bal yidom. The mishpatim, which is mamish dinei mominus, which is even things that Chazal say, what's called mishpatim, is that saying that even if the Torah wouldn't have commanded, people should legislate it for themselves. But mishpatim bal yidom. They have no das in the mishpatim. They don't have das Torah in their mishpatim. The mishpatim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu have no das. They have no chibur. Das Rosh Hashanah chibur. They have no das in the mishpatim. So therefore, it's lasos by mishpat. Mishpat is done onto them. Because mishpatim bal yadom. They don't have das in the mishpat. But we have the das Torah of the mishpat, so mishpat's not done to us. The mishpat happens through us. It's mitgalgel through us. Gilgal. The turn of events is how we watch the turning the world is mitgalgel through Klal Yisrael. And since we have the das in the mishpat, we have the das Torah of the mishpat, we're mamash, you know, at peace. We have the potential. It doesn't always happen because people are immature, but we have the potential to be totally menuchas hanefesh and b'shalom of b'shleimus through a din Torah. That's by our dinim that we have das of the mishpat. By them, it's mishpatim bal yadom, and therefore it's lasos b'hem mishpat. Mishpat happens to them; it doesn't happen through them because they don't have the das of the mishpat. But we have the das Torah of the mishpat, so mishpat happens through us, not onto us.
Is there no level of by us when we see a possible injustice being done by Beis Din? I'm not talking about now, but even when things were b'tikunam, is there no concept of this lower level just to keep Klal Yisrael functioning satisfactorily? There's no...
Well, we find Fakir that the Sanhedrin left the Lishkas of Gazas 40 years before the Korban, because the Jewish people just, were misalik themselves. They were misalik themselves when things got out of hand.
So when there's any...
That's why we daven, Hashiva Shoftenu Kvarishnav, Yotzer Kvatchila.
So when there's any... We can never see what the Din Lamito is, but when there seems to be an obvious perversion of justice in a Beis Din, we're obligated to understand, like, what it talks about in the Gemara. We had it not so long ago, no? In Erechin, or am I learning it in Sanhedrin? That there's a situation where the Mumche, it's in Sanhedrin, where the Mumche makes a mistake, and Rashi says over there, it must be, it was your muzzle. You bowled in, it's your issue, right?
Yeah.
That's
a good expression of them. Basically, justice is always done.
It has to be. Even in the seemingly most...
Yeah, unless they took Shoichat.
Again, obviously, when things are tikkunam, right? Okay.
A joke is told about a British dying. If you know British, British dying, at the end of his life, went deaf. Right? So his Talmidim asked him, you're such a tzaddik, what do you think you did wrong that you went deaf? He said, I was nichshol in shochad. He said, but it says shochad makes you blind. He says, I only heard their promises to give money, but I never saw any of it.
Is that something particular to the British also, that they promise that they don't give,
or
that
whatever,
was just...
Whatever.
Okay.
Never saw any money. Anyway.
Okay.
All right, so
that was the contrast in Mishpatim Bal Yadom.
All right. Mishpatim Bal Yadom, and therefore it's Lasos B'hem Mishpat, even though the Medrash doesn't use these psukim, but it's very good. These psukim, it's Lasos B'hem Mishpat because Mishpatim Bal Yadom, both are from the Halalukas.
Right.
But Mishpatim Bal Yadom is one of the Makaris that's also to teach a Goy Torah.
Right.
And it's amazing. It's by Mishpatim, which are things that are Asechol Noisein, but still, even Mishpatim, Bal Yadom, they don't have Das Torah in their Mishpatim. And therefore, that's why it works out for them that Lasos B'hem Mishpat. Mishpat doesn't happen through them, happens on them. But by Klaso, they have the Dinim, the Mishpat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes through them. The turns of events happen through Klal Yisrael. Right? Turns of events of the world, of how the Gilgul of world events is all Mikoch Divrei Torah, which the outer layer of that is the Gilgul of Ksafim. Right? That's all through Kaiser. That's why it is the place where the Zohar Darshanin of Gilgul. Right? And that's really what it means, you know, our Kodesh Baruch Hu told Haman, look, the money is mine and Klai Yisrael is mine, right? So that's mamish again, like this parallel. Hashem says, I love Mishpat, I love Klai Yisrael. Or anger is mine and Klai Yisrael is mine, right? You know, the koach of any koach that turns events in the world, right, you know, is from the same shoresh as Klal Yisrael. That how the Ribbono Shel Olam is manig the world and turns the events world, he does it through Klal Yisrael. That's what I mean. This is mine and that's mine. Hanhoga Sa'olam, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, if not for the din, I would be machrib the world. I'm manig the world bedin, that's what keeps the world going. So now you also keep the din. That last point in the Medrash. Means that Kosher will give us the dinamos, means that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave the Hanhoga Sa'olam in our hands. The Galgal HaSoivev Ba'olam is in our hands. Now, but once you realize this, it gives you now we get back to Parsha Shkolin, Nifla Ma'od. Once you have this Hashkafa on money, that money goes round and round and round, and Kleiser was chosen to be the vehicle, you know, to move the money around and move the Shefa around, turn world events. So you have a different Hashkafa on money now, as opposed to the Haman type Hashkafa. Haman said money is power, and if I got the money, I got the power. And Hashem tells him, what do you mean, money is mine? And Klai Yisrael is mine, right? Money is not power, bad sin. Money is mine. And what the pshat is, I give it to the usher as a hechi timtza to pass it on to where it needs to go, because money is mine. It doesn't belong to the usher. The usher is just a cog, literally a cog, a wheel, you know, for the gilgul of the ksafim to get to their place. Right, a whole reason is, again, the kesher between money and Gilgul, right, the reason why a person may be rich is because through him, the Shefa will reach the proper recipient. The person megalgal it through him. Now with this is an unbelievable answer to a question that should be matrid any thinking person. Right? You know, it's just not fair, because everyone knows with money you could do a lot of mitzvahs, right? With money you could do a lot of mitzvahs. So the Ribbono Shel Olam had one person born rich, another person born poor. So the guy who was born rich could do more tzedakah, could support more kollelim, support more yeshivas, and a guy who's poor can't do that. It's not fair. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave this guy more opportunity to earn Olam Haba than this guy. Right? That kash is only a kash if you have a Haman type perspective on money, right? That money, that money kilu belongs to the one who's holding it, and therefore, because it belongs to the one who's holding it, it's like power be'etzem, right? It's like power be'etzem kilu, right? But once you understand that the Ribbono Shel Olam is megalgel ksafim, which has a very bad connotation to say, megalgel gemachim, right? Yeah, right? When is that Ribbono Shel Olam megalgel ksafim through you, right? So that's not a kasha anymore. Could be that the guy who gives $1 million to tzedakah gets, or supports 1 million kolim, whatever, gets the not one iota schar more than the guy who gives $10 to tzedakah. Because Adaraba, if the guy who's so rich wouldn't give him, he's sacha kol stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gave him the money for the purpose of passing it on. So it comes out that the Ani and the Oshir are the same. Each one just has to face the exact same choice of giving his money to tzedakah. The quantity given is irrelevant, because the quantity given is all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the sake of the recipient, and it comes out the Oni and the Usher are making the same choice to be the Galgal of the Shefa. Right? It's such a beautiful story. We told this story from Rosh Gaiman, the Gvirim from America. So Hashem said, fine, I'll daven it. You lose all your money and you have all the time in the world. You only got your money for the purpose of passing it on to the Aniyim. Right? And with this, we come to Machzis HaShekel. You should know with that which it says that Moshe Rabbeinu was mitkashe in Machzis HaShekel. And of course, we showed him a matbea shel esh. Right? A matbea shel esh. So, you know, of course, everyone, you know, it's a famous kasha in Porsche, like, what's so hard to understand about money, you know? Like, that of course, we have to show him a matbea shesh. And why show him matbea shesh? Show him what a projected image of what the normal Machzis HaShekel looks like, you know? But, you know. There's a davar nifla to be oimed on, right? It's a, such a very deep thing. That part of the koshi that Moshe Rabbeinu had, it could be that's far more than what we're saying, but one of the aspects of the koshi of Moshe Rabbeinu, that how could it be that Avodas Hashem should be totally in money? Right? Give money for the Mishkan, right? How could it be that, it should be totally in guilt, such a terrible thing? Now we have to talk about, I have to separate between wealth and religion, you know. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him a matbea shel esh, that you should know that the inyan of Machzis HaShekel is not the pshat that they gave money for the Mishkan. That's not the pshat. It's much deeper than that. The pshat is that everyone gave the ruchnias dikasherish of money. It says, with money going back to its root in Shemayim. Everyone, the inyan of Machzis HaShekel is the ruchnias dikasherish of money. As it were, you know, all the wealth in the world is just a levush chitzoni for the Machzis HaShekel. Machzis HaShekel represents mamash, the shorish ruchni of money, and giving it to the Mishkan is, as it were, money going back to its shorish. Right? As if Machzis HaShekel is like the first, not only do you buy korbanos with it, it in itself is a form of korban. That, you know, money going back to its shorish. And that scene that Kosher showed him a matbea shel esh. He showed him that the Machzis HaShekel, the end of it is like it's a coin of fire. It's not physical money. It's mamash the shorish ruchni of money. And in the shorish ruchni of money, everyone's equal. Hashir lo yarbe vadal lo yamin. You should know in ruchnius, the poor man and the rich man are doing the exact same job. Everyone's making their choice of passing on their money to where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it. And the Machzis HaShekel, which is the Shorish Ruchni, so in the Mitzad Shorish Ruchni, everyone's the same. Hashir lo yarbe vada lo yam. Money is not power be'etzem. Right? As it were, as far as using money the right way, everyone's equal. As far as the making the right choice, everyone's equal. Everyone gives their Machzis HaShekel. The fact that, that in dollars and cents, this is more, this is less, that has nothing to do with you. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Megalgo through you. But in Ruchnius, everyone's making the giving only a Machzis HaShekel. Everyone's giving their choice of using their money for the right thing. Their choice to be their part of the Galgal. And once you understand that, Haman loses all his power, right? The power of money is just a erroneous perception. It comes from a very superficial look, seeing money as power. Seeing money as power, it comes from a superficial view. Right? The way to escape the power of money is to understand about what money is about. And then we mail the koach of money, then the koach, the perceived power of money, has no more hold over you. And that's what it means in the Medrash. That's what it means in the Medrash. Kvar kodmu shiklem l'shiklecha. Their shekels came first. And that's a hadodichsev ba'achad ba'adar mashmiyim al shkolim. Doesn't say to give first, but you have to hear about the shkolim first, that once you understand what money is about, that's called kodmu shiklem l'shiklecha. Klai Yisrael, your power of money has no hold on Klai Yisrael, because Klai Yisrael is beyond your perception of money. But we first have to read Mashmiyim al Hashkolim, that Asher lo yarbe, v'adal lo yamin. Money, quantity of money is not power. In Pnimius, everyone just gives their Machzis HaShekel. You know, the abundance of money is not really power. The abundance of money is all belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? And you're just a cog in the system to pass it on to someone else. It's not the etzem yours. Besides, the power of money is just the machzis hashekel. Everyone making their choice to use their money the right way, right? But the excess wealth is Hashem's just being megalgalit through you. It's not yours. It's not power be'etzem for you. Once we have that correct understanding of money, which we arrive at Parshas Kohen, once we have that correct perspective on money, so the koach of money no longer has koach over us. And that's, you know, to be magdim our shkolim to his shkolim means to be magdim the message of the shkolim to his shkolim. I mean, mele shkolim don't have koach over us, and that's bechad b'adar mashmiim ala shkolim. That's what's mekayim kadmu shiklan l'shiklecha.